Opponents of the bill, which bans abortion around 6 weeks, gathered outside the House chamber even before the debate started inside. Then, one by one, lawmakers spoke out. Some Democrats shared their personal stories of unplanned pregnancy or abortion. Representative Allison Russo told a story about her great-grandmother's experience in the days before Roe v. Wade.
She attempted to give herself an abortion, and it went horribly wrong. And she bled to death in that bathtub and died.
Others talked of their faith. Representative Tim Ginter, a Republican who is also an ordained minister, read verses from the biblical book of Jeremiah.
Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. My question would be this: why would God call and appoint a mass of cells to be a prophet before he was born?
Republican Candace Keller, a staunch abortion opponent who runs a pro-life pregnancy center, told her fellow lawmakers this bill was based on science.
Modern science is clear on this, and to ignore a heartbeat is to deny the scientific evidence, and to deny such evidence is heartless.
Democrat Beth Liston, a physician and internal medicine professor at Ohio State University, countered that, saying a fetal heartbeat is not a standard of defining life in medicine.
Simply put, you need lungs and a brain in order to live, and there's no science or technology that we have that can replace that need.
But all of the debate didn't seem to change minds. Republicans mostly voted for it. Democrats mostly voted against it. As soon as the bill passed the House, the Senate immediately convened to vote to agree with the House's changes to it. Republican Senate President Larry Obhoff says this bill has had plenty of scrutiny.
This was a reasoned, measured approach that has been thoroughly debated in the legislature, perhaps more so than any bill ever. It has been pending in one form or another for probably 7 or 8 years.
The bill passed twice during Governor John Kasich's 8-year term, and he vetoed it both times, most recently last year. Governor Mike DeWine says he will sign the bill, and once he does, it's almost certain it will be challenged in court, something its backers, such as Republican Representative Ron Hood, welcome.
Will there be a lawsuit? Yeah, we're counting on it. We're counting on it. We're excited about it.
Similar bills have been passed in other states, but courts have stopped the bans from taking effect. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.